From New Hampshire Public Radio, I'm Taylor Quimby in for Virginia Prescott, and we're listening to the song I Wish I Wish. It's off Sam Amadon's new album, Bright Sunny South.
I wish, I wish my baby was born, sitting on her papa's knee.
The Vermont-born musician grew up in a musical family, touring New England and playing traditional folk songs. Now, Amadon tours the world playing his own music, though he's not exactly writing his own songs. Whether it's a traditional Irish folk tune or Mariah Carey, Amadon is known for creatively reshaping and reimagining the music of others. We caught up with Sam Amadon before his set at the Ottawa Folk Festival.
In terms of the way I make these albums, I mean, I love singing and I love songs, but I'm not that interested in songwriting. I grew up playing the fiddle, and I was much more interested in instrumental music. And, you know, when you play fiddle, whether you're playing classical music or folk music, you know, you're usually playing other people's melodies. So I was never that compelled by the need to invent something that you call, you know, your own song that you wrote or whatever. And so I'll take an old song. There's all, you know, all these different singers whose song music I love. And if a song gets really stuck in there, in me, when I'm messing around on the guitar, often it'll come back out, you know, in a totally different context. And that's when I kind of call it my own.
I ain't ahead, nor never will be, till the sweet apple grows on a sour apple tree. But still I hope a day will come that you and I shall meet.
You know, and I think the reason we still sing those folk songs is that combination of, like, the alienness of being placed into these other shoes, but at the same time, you know, finding something very close to us in there. But the fact is, you could find that anywhere. And I listen to all kinds of music, and whether you find that in a 19th century field recording or, you know, a recent Mariah Carey album, it doesn't matter. You know, if you find it, you find it.
I gotta shake you up, 'cause the loving ain't the same.
The Mariah Carey song is Shake It Off. It's on her album The Emancipation of Mimi from 2006, which is a deep interior journey in her soul in the form of a pop album. And I was trying to do something like an interior journey for Bright Sunny South. And there's a quality of bluegrass and old-time music where there's a thing where you'll hear those songs which have those super happy melodies but really depressing lyrics, you know, and you hear it first, and the guy's like, rah, 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 and you just think, oh, it sounds so happy. And then you realize the words are like, you know, and I shot him in it. And there was a similar phenomenon with that Mariah Carey song where the melody and the music on that track is this kind of jaunty dance number. But, you know, when I listened into the lyrics, there was just something very forlorn and lonesome and rueful and, you know, in the words. And so for me, I wanted to kind of just take the sentiment of the song and place it in a context that felt more, you know, closer to what the words, you know, what it was saying.
And you keep on playing games like you know I'm here to stay. I gotta shake you off, shake you off.
If I steal a folk song melody and am working on it, I'm sort of like the opposite of an ethnomusicologist. I usually have no idea where it came from beyond the version that I've listened to. I almost pretend that I wrote it. It's like a little trick that I do in my mind that I just like pretend that it's a song that I wrote, because that's the only way to feel that close to the lyrics, you know? And in fact, one of my favorite things about folk songs is the lack of knowledge about them, you know, the mystery and the randomness about them. You know, you'll hear a recording of a singer singing an old ballad, you know, and the story might just be totally surreal and not make any sense. And then, like, years later, you hear another version and you realize that the guy who you first heard, he just left out the third verse and he forgot it, you know, on that one recording. And it just rendered the entire thing completely bizarre. So I'd always sing that first version, you know, that's always the more compelling one to me.
Thank you.
this song, as I wrote out, there's many versions of this. There's a lot of them are Irish and are kind of like slow and lugubrious. And my friend Bruce Green, who is a fiddle player, he traveled around Eastern Kentucky and learned a lot of tunes and songs in that area. And he sings a version of it. And in his version, there's just, he sings it totally solo, but there's a lot more, you know, humor. And you kind of imagine more this person wandering around in the woods with their bottle of wine, you know, drinking and muttering to themselves and singing snatches of different songs. So me and my drummer, Chris, took it all the way. I was born and raised in Brattleboro and, you know, spent time all over New England growing up, touring around with my family, and it's lovely to be back here in the fall. I've been trying to get back, you know, I travel so much and I always tend to miss the high season for New England in the fall these days, but it'll be good to be back here, yeah.
Those memories, the running and the races, people and the places, there was always somewhere else I had to be. Time gets thin, my all.
Sam Amidon will be playing at the Music Hall Loft in Portsmouth tonight. For more information, head on over to wordofmouthradio.org. Thanks for joining us today. If you like what you heard, there's more at wordofmouthradio.org. And you can also follow us, send us your feedback, or share your ideas for the program on Facebook and Twitter. After all, the most fascinating stories tend to travel by word of mouth. I'm Taylor Quimby, in for Virginia Prescott. Join us for more Word of Mouth tomorrow at 2 on New Hampshire Public Radio.